Pure creativity has another incredible personal benefit. You cannot judge yourself in the instant of creating. Hi, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, you get my conversations with peak-performing thought leaders, creatives, and entrepreneurs. Every week, I bring you the latest scoop on what these incredible people do to succeed and how you can get their secrets and do it too. Whether we're talking about best practices for spending time creating, how to work the business part of your business, or how to keep in that innovative mindset so you can keep living and performing, you'll get practical and wise information to use in your work and in your life. And now, let's get on with the show. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. My name is Isolde Trachtenberg. I'm your host. I want to talk to you today about something that is near and dear to my heart. And if you listen to the show, you know that it's near and dear to my heart. It's all about creativity and innovation and staying in that head and heart space. I've been talking about it a lot. I mean, I named the show it, right? So there's to me, it's really important. And I'm going to be adding a little, it's not even little, a nuance to it that I think is, in my life, it's been revolutionary, because I want to talk to you about creative thinking that is mindful creative thinking. But before I get into all of that, the question is why? Why is creative thinking important? What do we need it for anyway? There are lots of reasons, but in a world for personal reasons, not innovating for helping the rest of the world yet, we'll get to that. But for personal reasons, because in a world where we often get the message not to say what we think or feel, in a world where we behave in a way that's prescribed by societal norms or expectations way too often, or, you know, familial norms or expectations, creativity is the way we can express what's deepest inside ourselves, what we're really feeling and thinking. And heck, sometimes you don't even know it yourself until you let yourself be free to create on paper or with music or movement or any of the many ways you can express yourself creatively. So creative expression can bring out what you're really feeling, and it can bring out your inspirations, your big ideas, and even your small ideas that can help you or help others. Pure creativity has another incredible personal benefit. You cannot judge yourself in the instant of creating. I know, it's a weird way of looking at it, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later, but it's something to bear in mind. You use different parts of your brain when you're creating than you do when you're evaluating. And it's really cool, because that means that while the one is ignited, the other one has to sort of sit dormant. So that's why they tell you don't write and edit at the same time, because you engage a different part of your brain when you're writing, when you're creating the story, versus when you're going back and you're evaluating it, analyzing it, and editing it. So we're going to talk a lot more about that part of the brain in a bit, but I wanted to tell you about that just to get that in your head so that you can start percolating on it. Now, on the business side, when business owners and other employers were asked about the skills they want in their people in 2021, the biggest one that they said was number one was creative thinking. And if not number one, it was in the top 10. So creativity, creative thinking is super important to the people who are doing business and who are hiring people for the jobs in a time when, frankly, we need a leg up as much as possible. And why? Why is creative thinking important to these people? Because creative thinking makes you more agile, more adaptable, more flexible in how you think and what you do. You're lighter on your feet, you brainstorm better, and you can see the possibilities in other people's ideas to build on those ideas as well. And that's teamwork, right? When you can work with other people in a well-oiled machine, you're in the pocket. And how do you do it? You do it in a way that's an open mind and a creative one. You see the seed or the previous idea and you expand on it because you're primed to do that. Why? Well, it's simple, because that's how creative thinking works. It's about inspiration and action. Now, as a creative thinker, you might be inspired all on your own, or if you're working with a team, you might hear or see the seed of an idea from a colleague or teammate, and you can run with it and make something great together. You can build off each other and build inspiration to grow businesses, solve huge problems, and often have more fun along the way. Here's the trouble, though. Many of us don't think of ourselves as creative thinkers, and we don't even want to. Which is a darn shame because of the above, right? You're just much more open to possibilities as a creative or innovative thinker, so it's not a bad idea to build those skills. In fact, it's a great idea to do it. But I get it. If you're not a creative thinker, you might be nervous about it. That's cool. I've gotcha. How? How can I help? Well, I've created a thing. Yes, that's right, a thing. It's called the Mindful Creative Calendar. It's a year-long guide to getting you going on your creative path, whether you want to build those skills to get the next job or you want them so you can finally start playing the guitar. The calendar will help you get where you want to go. And if you're a creative thinker already, the calendar will help you refine what you're doing and take it to new heights. And the best part? It's free. It's totally free. I wanted to make something that would elevate the amount of creativity in the world, and that's just what I've done. But I've also added something else. As part of this whole thing, you might remember I called it the Mindful Creative Calendar. So it's not just about creativity. It's also about building a mindfulness practice. What is mindfulness, or the state of being mindful? My definition is pretty simple. It's about being fully present in the current moment. It's when you're so aware of what you're thinking and feeling right this second that you're immersed in the experience of being fully alive, no matter what you're doing, whether it's work or play. Every year, I do a creativity practice I can be terrible at, and there's a point to this. Last year, I did stand-up comedy, and yes, I was kind of terrible, but the point was that I didn't care. This was about doing something that was judgment-free. I didn't allow myself to get down about what I was doing because I had no experience in doing it. See, mostly I'm a musician and a writer, so if I were to learn a new musical instrument, immediately I'd judge myself. Oh, you should be better at this, Isolde, because you already know how to sing, you already know how to play guitar, or violin, flute, whatever, so this new instrument should be pretty easy, and if you're not great at it right away, then there's something wrong with you. That's the brain space that you go in if you're doing a creative practice of any kind that you feel like you should already be good at. And I'm not saying it's, you know, healthy or normal. I'm saying I think that's where a lot of us go. We tend to judge ourselves harshly before we even get to where we're trying to go, right? Before we finish, we evaluate, we analyze. That's why I'm saying being in the act of creating is so important because it gets you into that beautiful headspace of going, okay, I'm just going to create and I'm not going to judge myself. So these yearly practices, these yearly activities allow me to stretch that creative part of myself without judging myself. And that helps in all these other aspects of my work and my life. So I want you to understand that this process, this year-long process, is going to be about giving yourself permission to be creative without critique. Don't edit. I mean, maybe someday you're going to want to edit, but at now, we want to be sure that we're in a place where we're approaching all of this as something that is an exploration, and again, without judgment. See, like I said earlier, it's different brain parts. So the hippocampus stores memories, and the occipital lobe analyzes shape and color and movement. They are neither of them the frontal cortex, which is the hub of creativity. That's the big front part of the brain. That's where we're creative. And as soon as the other parts get involved in the process, the frontal cortex is no longer the thing that's involved primarily. The others sort of take over, and then you get into this space of, instead of being purely in that creative moment, you're analyzing. And you can't be as creative if you're analyzing or judging, because, as I said, different parts of the brain. And another part that you want to sort of try to avoid as much as possible is that fight or flight mechanism, or actually they now call it fight, flight, or freeze. And that part is sort of the reptilian brain. That's the amygdala. And after the amygdala sends a distress signal, the hypothalamus activates and the sympathetic nervous system is you know, comes online, and it sends signals through the autonomic nerves to the adrenal glands to fight, flight, or freeze. What are you going to do? Are you going to put your dukes up? Are you going to run away? Are you going to freeze and go, I don't know what to do? So we're trying as much as possible to stay out of that part of it, to keep the amygdala chill. And that's where mindfulness and sort of stress relief come into play. See, some people say creatives need a certain amount of madness to be truly creative. And as much as I love Vincent van Gogh, he's one of my favorite painters of all time, I have to respectfully disagree. I think we can dig deepest when we're still, centered, and mindful, because then we're fully present and can grasp and run with the creative impulse when it comes. And when we're in that centered, calm, peaceful space, that's when that frontal cortex gets to do its thing. And that's where inspiration comes from. That's where creative thinking comes from. That's where those big ideas come from. So in this calendar, to help set that up for you, I've added some mindfulness training. We'll be working on different aspects of it throughout the calendar year. And the first, of course, is going to be about getting back to basics. And I'm including videos on these sorts of meditations with the webpage that comes with the calendar. And you can access that at isoldat.com/mindfulcreative. And I'm going to add the link to the show notes so you can get to it easily. But that's where everything for the calendar is going to be. You're going to be able to download the calendar there, and you're going to be able to see all the meditations. And I'm going to probably post the results of my creative endeavors, because I'm still doing a creative practice. Last year, as I said, it was stand-up comedy. This year, it's something else. Talk about that in a bit. So yeah. And if you want to participate in that way and you want to send me what you've got, I'd love to see it too. And maybe we'll put it up on the page for that, on that mindful creative page. So as part of all this, this process of doing the mindful creative calendar, you're going to learn how to meditate. And it's going to be a simple step-by-step process over the course of a few months. Because look, you deserve to be creative. You have creative genius inside you. You have a well of inspiration. I just want to see you plumb those depths for your work, for your life, for your soul. Okay, so if you've stuck with me this far, if you haven't gone, she's nuts, and gone on to another podcast episode, you might be going, okay, why? What's so important about having a creative practice and also having a mindfulness practice? Well, there are reams of data about why mindfulness or a mindful practice helps you stay calm, present, resourceful, centered, and all around stay happier. Author and Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh talked about how he stayed mindful while doing the dishes, and it became a transcendent experience. It's in his book, The Miracle of Mindfulness, I believe. It might be in Being Peace. I don't remember which, but both books are terrific. So that act of doing dishes became transcendent. It became something that elevated him and elevated his spirit, and it's doing the dishes. And if he can make doing the dishes that way, imagine what we can do with the rest of our lives by being in that mindful state. So much improves, much elevates, much becomes better and more present when you're mindful. Many of the biggest, best, and brightest folks out there also have a meditation practice. Check Arianna Huffington, Oprah, Hugh Jackman, Steve Jobs, Tim Ferriss, so many other people. They all do it, and a bunch of them credit their meditation practices at least partially for their success. And in fact, I want you to check out Tim Ferriss's book, Tribe of Mentors, to see how many of the most amazing people all meditate. One of my favorite meditators is Josh Waitzkin. If you don't know him, check out the movie Waiting for Bobby Fischer. It's about Josh as a young boy, when he was a chess prodigy. The movie's great. Josh Waitzkin is great. He wrote a wonderful book called The Art of Learning, which I highly recommend to everybody. I'm going to put all this in the show notes so you can get to it. Another person who meditates that I just recently found out is a big time Buddhist is Michael Imperioli. You might remember him. He played Christopher on The Sopranos. He's a huge meditator and he does a lot of work with that online and does webinars and things like that about it. So making a daily practice is a good thing to begin, right? Like I said, it doesn't have to take a long time to meditate. If you feel like you don't have time, that's cool. You don't need more than 5 minutes to start, and the calendar is going to take you through it. So by the time the year is done, you will have created things, established a mindfulness practice, and likely gotten more relaxed and a ton of things accomplished. And being mindful while you do it is going to enrich the experience for you and make things so much more elevated. That's the best way I can say it. But honestly, that's only if you grab the calendar. The link is going to be in the show notes, and you can also access it, like I said, at the isoldat.com/mindfulcreative page. And all the meditations are going to be there, different ways of meditating. I'm going to take you through sort of almost a survey, if you will, of the different types of meditations so that you can see which one works for you. And as I said, it doesn't have to take a long time. Now, the videos take a little longer. They take like 15 minutes or 20 minutes because I'm explaining things and I'm leading you through the meditation. But when you're doing your own daily practice, 5 minutes to start will do you. And I'm willing to bet that you'll do 5 minutes and then you'll realize, oh, I need more time. That's what I realized when I started meditating. And just the other week, and I've been meditating for 26 years, just the other week, I went, ah, no wonder I can't just meditate for 5 minutes. It takes me 5 minutes to quiet my brain down sometimes. So I don't try anymore to do just 5 minutes. I do about 15 to 20 minutes, depending on the day, depending on what else I have going on, depending on whether or not my cats come and jump on me, whatever it is. I do meditate every day, and sometimes it's still down to 5 minutes, but most of the time it's a little bit longer. And for now, I'm not going to be asking you at the very beginning, I'm not going to be asking you to try and do 20 minutes seated. And you don't even have to sit, by the way. You can stand, you can walk. A podcast guest said recently, she walks while she meditates. She goes for a walk every morning and is present along her walk. And that is her meditation, is the hour or so that she walks every day is her meditation. Plus, there are lots of different other kinds. You can do Tai Chi, which is a moving meditation. Some people do yoga. Some people sit. Whatever it is, if you're Thich Nhat Hanh, you can be doing dishes while you meditate. Any number of ways can get you there. But you can always, always drop into meditation in order to get to that space and connect with it. And if you have questions about mindfulness, you can always get in touch. Though I'm hoping the calendar will explain things fully. I get it. I get it that it's sometimes when we're just starting, what do you do? And if you are already a meditator, yay, that's great. But I still encourage you to go through the meditations and go through the lessons that are in the calendar, because I think they will give you perhaps a different perspective. And by the time you're done, by December 31st of 2021, you're going to have a pretty solid mindfulness practice and meditation practice, in addition to having woken up or leveled up that creative part of you. And if you're listening to this episode on the day it comes out, that's December 30th, 2020, the calendar isn't available yet. It's going to be up on January 1st as a way to welcome in the new fair winds of 2021. 2021 is going to be a year of change for all of us, and I'm so very excited to work on the creative genius inside of you with you. I'll be working the creative calendar too, so you'll be able to see the results of my creations if you're on Instagram. You can find my personal page at IzoldaT, that's IZoldaT, and the podcast is at Innovative Mindset Podcast, so you can see the things that are going on the show and how I've approached creativity, because one of the things, and this is breaking news, one of the things that's going to be happening to the show, it's a weekly interview show right now but I am changing things up for 2021. It's going to become something a little different. Mondays, we're going to have the interviews, and Thursdays, you're going to have the more mindfulness practice, creative and innovative thinking practice. How do we do it? How do we elevate it? What do we do to get to the next step part? So the podcast is going to be going to 2 days starting next week. So expect the next episode to come out on Monday, which is an interview with Lissa Mihalik, who is a somatic movement specialist. It's amazing. And then you'll have my next creative interview, creative talk on that Thursday. Hopefully that makes a little bit of sense. It's going to be interview and then creativity, interview, innovation, interview, creative thinking, interview, mindfulness, Mondays and Thursdays. But before you get there, I hope that you're going to decide that you're worthy of living fully and creatively. And honestly, that's the biggest hurdle to beginning, right? To starting. You deciding that you're worth it. You deciding that you can. You deciding that you will. You deciding that you have time. You deciding that you're going to dedicate the time and then doing it. The first step will be that. Decide. Choose. And then act on your decision. Then go to isoldat.com/mindfulcreative and grab the calendar on January 1st. But if you're ready to begin today, you can go grab that first meditation video. It's the back to basics. It'll take you through the very, very basics of meditation. It's there already. And it'll help you get started on the practice with the very basics. Because this is a process. I'll be adding to the page as the year goes on. If you must jump ahead in the calendar, have at it, because that's creative thinking after all. But you can also do it all going from one day to the next. So if you're already a creative thinker and you want an extra fun challenge, here's something else that you can do. Promise yourself a creativity practice that will be brand new to you. Like I said earlier, I do a creativity practice that allows me to do that every year. Why can I free myself from self-judgment? Because, as I said, I have zero ego invested in the outcome. I have no training in it, so I have no preconceived notions about how, quote, good, unquote, I'm supposed to be. Last year, it was stand-up comedy. This year, it's painting. I'm painting, and it's a why the heck not sort of situation, which I think is really interesting. It allows me the room to do pure creativity in that frontal cortex instead of getting the hypothalamus involved or the amygdala involved. It just allows me to purely create. And wow, the ideas that come out when I do that are really so much better and so much different. I'm taking risks with myself and with my creativity. And that's fabulous, because those risks, that willingness to take risks, to be out there with my ideas, to be cutting edge with things, radically improve how I handle my work and my life. And that's what I want it to be, right? I want to radically elevate, change, and transform how I'm living and how I'm working. And I strive to do that every day. And the creativity informs and feeds all other aspects of my life. And I'm willing to bet you that if you do this, if you start this journey with me, you're going to be able to see those kinds of changes too. And will it happen on day one? Probably not, but that's okay. This is a year-long practice. And I'm hoping that as such, you will dedicate the time to it. So for the calendar, for example, as much as possible, I'll be doing paintings to meet the challenges. And like I said, I'm going to be putting the results up on my Instagram account. So if you want to get me your handle so I can follow you and see your results, that'd be grand. Whatever they are, right? You might not want to paint. You might want to do stories. I would still just love to see what you do, because honestly, I think the more we create, the more we enrich everyone's experience. You have a creative, innovative genius inside you. You were a storyteller or a banger of pots or a doodler or a dancer or an astronaut or a pirate, a ballerina, something. At one point, you were those things when you were a kid. Did you give it up? If so, do you know why? What made you give it up? What part of your life intruded on that very exciting, tender, incredible part of you? These are good questions to ask yourself because the answers will inform how you live your life and how you do your work. You know, I mean, that's a part of this. All of it is all about going back to childhood, who we were then, how we behaved then, what interested us then. I couldn't resist taking a photo of last night's full moon. And I'm going to put it in the show notes just so that you can see what it looked like. I took it freehand. And I've been a fan of snapping photos since my first Kodak Ektra 1 camera. I got it for myself for my 12th birthday. I honestly don't wait for other people to give you the gift of creativity. Make your own. Make your own way. If you want to be creative in a way, do it. The more you do it, the better. But anyway, I snapped the photo of the moon with a Nikon Coolpix P600. Not quite a Kodak Ektra 1, but I did it freehand. No tripod, no help, right? It meant that I needed to find some serious stillness between breaths so the picture didn't come out all blurry. And that was that space where I got into that mindful space and got into that stillness between breaths so that I could be present fully for the process of taking that photo. And that's how mindfulness, a mindful state, can inform your creativity. Nothing else deserves your focus when you're being creative. That is the point of all of this. I can talk about multitasking and perhaps will at some point, but the point of all of this for me is that having that single focus, that I'm present in this moment with this thing that I'm creating or I'm doing or I'm thinking or I'm trying, that is where pure creativity comes into play and where you can build skills and where you can elevate your work and, most importantly, your spirit and your life. I hope that you're going to join me on this year-long journey. It's going to be so much fun. Such an exploration. I'm excited like crazy to do it, to begin. And the calendar itself is going to have lots and lots of different prompts and ideas and thoughts on how you can do it, and also ways to incorporate mindfulness, ways to incorporate meditation, ways to try new things as you're doing it, right? And I found wacky holidays to prompt some of these creations. So, leave some zucchini on your neighbor's porch day, which is August 8th. That's one of my my favorite calendars, one of my favorite holidays. I love it. And so, yeah, if you wanted to write a poem to zucchini, if that's your mindfulness practice or your creative practice for this year is writing poetry, then you might just write a poem to zucchini on August 8th of 2021. Maybe, who knows? It's your creativity practice. That's the point. You decide and you act on it. That's how we do it. All right. I hope that you have enjoyed today's episode. I hope that you're going to join me in the Mindful Creative Calendar practice for 2021. I'm super excited about it. And if you have any questions, get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you about mindfulness or creativity or how we combine them or the calendar itself or where you find it, anything. I'd love to hear from you. And also, if you're enjoying the podcast, drop a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps the show. It helps me a lot because it gets more ears on the show. And I keep sort of trumpeting, this is all about thinking innovatively and acting from that space and thinking creatively and being in that space. And I honestly believe the more of us do that, the more of us become happier, more self-aware, and more kind. And in fact, I'm drinking out of a mug right now. And the mug says, be bold, be creative, be kind. And that's my sort of my mantra for maybe for the rest of my life, but for the year, certainly, because I'm going to be bold and I'm going to be creative as part of all of this. And I think being bold and being creative, the ultimate result of that is kindness. And that's what it's all about. All right. Again, hope you've enjoyed it. I will see you next week, or actually we'll connect again next week with Lissa Mihalik. And until then, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you to listen, learn, laugh, and love a whole lot. Thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2020. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg, and I send you all of my love.